It's nearly 9 o'clock, which means you've probably already had your morning coffee or more than your morning coffee. But how many of you also reached for a cigarette as well? Data out yesterday revealed that the number of smokers in Australia had gone up for the first time since the Quit campaign started more than 30 years ago. While the Quit message and pricing does seem to be getting through to younger smokers, it seems that some older Australians are holding on, with rising costs and plain packaging failing to get them to kick the habit. Claire Nichols has this report.
Outside the ABC in East Perth, Cam is lighting up his fifth cigarette for the day.
I've been smoking now for, well, since I was 21, so that's getting on to 29 years, giving my age away. Yeah, pretty much.
Have you tried to quit?
I have. Look, I have done it. I guess when I was in my 30s, I was realising that it would probably be in my favour to quit. And I did quit for a while, but stresses and things that come into your life, and unfortunately I took it back up again. I have been trying to quit since, but it's always hard, always hard.
By the age of 40, the average Australian smoker has tried and failed about 20 times. So it's an ongoing struggle over decades.
Colin Mendelson is a tobacco treatment specialist and an associate professor of public health and community medicine at the University of New South Wales. Yesterday, you might have heard his analysis, based on stats from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, that showed the number of people lighting up in Australia has increased for the first time in a generation. The first time since ads like these thrust the dangers of smoking onto our TV screens.
Every cigarette is doing you damage. Lungs are like sponges with millions of tiny air sacs for transferring oxygen. Every breath of tobacco smoke attacks them. No wonder smokers feel short of breath.
Colin Mendelson says we need to do more to help older Australians to quit, and believes e-cigarettes could help. E-cigarettes with nicotine are illegal in Australia, but they are allowed in the UK, where smoking rates have plummeted in recent years. Linda Bald is a Professor of Health Policy at the University of Stirling in the UK.
We have many of the policies that Australia has in place which can work very well. So we've got high tobacco taxes. We've traditionally had some mass media campaigns. We offer people support to stop through quit lines and services. We've introduced standardised packaging, just like Australia. And those are all really important measures. But we think the acceleration is probably due to e-cigarettes. So we have a national policy of tobacco harm reduction, which allows e-cigarettes to be available to adult smokers. We've introduced some policies to protect children. For example, most forms of advertising are banned, and we have age of sale. But we know that in the United Kingdom, there are 2.9 million e-cigarette users. They're the most popular aid for stopping smoking, used in over a third of quit attempts. And we think that there are about 1.5 million people in the country who've stopped smoking by using an e-cigarette. Now, those are observational data. They're not from randomised control trials, but they certainly seem to be making a difference.
But back in Australia, some health researchers are sceptical. Simon Chapman is an emeritus professor in public health at the University of Sydney. First of all, he says the latest smoking figures aren't a cause for concern. While there were 21,000 more smokers in Australia in 2016 compared to 2013, that came against a population increase of more than a million. The trend in smoking rates is still heading down. And when it comes to the benefits of e-cigarettes, he says they still need to be proven.
The point is that we have 70% plus relapse rates. And so a figure which is just taken from what we call a point prevalence estimate, you might get a figure like 1.5 million, but you'll see huge, huge decay on that if you follow those people up for 12 months.
The Australian Medical Association has previously voiced its concerns about e-cigarettes. It says they should not be marketed as cessation aids in Australia, as those claims are still not supported by credible evidence. Simon Chapman says if we really do want to reduce smoking rates in Australia, the federal government should reinstate its national tobacco campaign, that same campaign that taught us that every cigarette is doing us damage.
Look, that's probably the biggest worry, that there has been no media campaign, no national media campaign since 2013. there have been some other really good things, and we've seen significant increases in tobacco tax, which has driven the price of cigarettes up. And we know from the words of the tobacco industry itself that the biggest single impact on smoking consumption is the price of cigarettes. So that's going in the right direction. We've also had plain packaging, of course. But it may be that as we go down and down even further, the trajectory is going to sort of slow a bit. We just don't know. We're entering uncharted waters.
Back in East Perth, Cam is nearly finished his cigarette. He switched to roll-your-own tobacco 2 years ago in a bid to save money. And he's keen to try vaping, after friends said it made it easier for them to quit. He tells me at this stage he's still not sure what it'll take for him to give up the habit for good.
I think it'll probably be me, really, at the end of the day. I think it is a personal and private decision. The government can only do so much. I think it'll probably be that chest x-ray that I get saying, Cam, that doesn't look good.
Bit late for that one, Cam. Hardcore addiction there with those older smokers. Got to do something about it. Cam from Perth, finishing that report by Claire Nichols.